7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, hello there. It's 1930 UTC, and it's about 1:30 a.m. local time, and that means you know what time this is. It's time for Nocturnal Bun Patrol. That's right, Nocturnal Bun Patrol, where we go out and look for rabbits in my neighborhood in the middle of the night. Make your guesses now, because once I open the garage door, you cannot make any new guesses, because we could see rabbits as soon as we walk out. What you need to know is we've had a thunderstorm. There might not be any rabbits out there. It actually stopped raining about 3 hours ago, well, 2.5 hours ago, and it had rained for about 3 or maybe even 4 hours. It really came down for a while there pretty good. There was flash flood warnings and all that. So I'm going to say we qualify. We'll see 3 buns. We'll see the 3 compulsory buns make our quota, and that'll be it. But I don't know. Maybe a bonus bun. Maybe a bonus possum. Who knows? I've got my flashlight. I've got my garage door opener. We're out and on bun patrol in 3, 2, 1. The garage door opener is opening. How many rabbits do you think we'll see tonight on Nocturnal Bun Patrol? Nocturnal Bun Patrol! Close the door behind me. Looking in my yard. Everything is wet. My driveway is wet. Oh, there's some dry spots in the street. I'm looking down the street. Which way do we want to go tonight? I think we'll turn to the right. We think we went left last night, so we're going to go right. Uh-oh. What's that in my neighbor across the street's driveway? I'm turning on the flashlight. Boom! Kaboom! There we go. 2 rabbits. And we're not even... Yeah, I'm shining the light in their faces, and they're kind of confused. Yeah, 2 rabbits right there. Okay. Maybe it won't be such a bad night after all. I'll check my side yard. I'll check my neighbor. This is where Shannon and his wife live. Is there something in this trash can up here? No, it's just the molded bottom. I'm scanning with the light in some dark areas. Looking for the buns. What's this right here? Yes, oh my God, we got 2 more right here. We are not even 50 meters off my property. We got 2 more buns. On the side of Shannon's house. Holy cats. Or holy buns, I guess I should say. We're already up to 4. Not even. 50 meters off of my property. And we've got... I thought I saw another one. I had to check. Not even 50 meters off my property. And we have already met our quota. And have seen... a bonus bun. Wow. Does this mean we're gonna spot a record number of buns tonight? Who knows? It's always a big unknown right here on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! Yes, okay, so. What else was I gonna tell you? Looking for buns. Looking for possums, looking for raccoons, or any other of our nighttime buddies. Yeah, so anyway, big thunderstorm. I decided to go to the post office. Is that a euphemism? I don't know. It might be. I might have actually just driven to the post office in the rain. You know, to put mail in a mailbox, because this is the 21st century and I don't know what email is. So anyway, now if we were taking the left turn route, we would turn here. But we're not turning. We're going straight, and we're going to be on the church property real soon. And they have a big lawn, so hopefully we'll see some more buns. I've got the light on already. And of course, the church has their sprinkler system going. Yeah, we had a big thunderstorm, but they're now watering their lawns, so great. Maybe we won't see any buns here tonight. I'm scanning with the light, flashlight, looking for buns. Because we like buns, and buns are good. Okay. Not spotting much of anything. But that happens. Here on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! But it's always fun. It's a little damp. It rained a lot. Uh-oh. I'm here in the big part of the yard of the church. There's no sprinklers on, and who do we got? I got a silhouette. Yep, he moved. I can see his reflection of his eye with my light. We got 5 buns, people. 2 bonus buns tonight. 2 bonus buns on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. And we haven't even made our first official right turn yet. Leaving the driveway sort of doesn't count, so. Coming up to the top of the hill here, where we'll make our turn. Oh, jeez. Still haven't gotten to the subject at hand, which is, yeah, it rained. Lots of good water, lots of good soaking rain. And that means that tomorrow will probably be a good day for mushrooms. So we'll be looking for mushrooms, won't we? Yes, we will. And I have made the right turn. We now get to walk all the way down the hill. Down to the ravine. Maybe we'll see some more buns there. Maybe some more buns and pears. That's the good times. And when you see like 3 or 4 buns hanging out, you know you've hit the jackpot. They came out after the calm of the storm, apparently. Maybe to eat some, you know, nice damp grass. Have grass smoothies. Nom 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 nom. And drink fresh rainwater. What's this right here? Oh, nothing. It's just pipes. Some black PVC pipes sticking up out of the ground next to the church. They reflected kind of blue and my light hit them. And I thought I was seeing a rabbit eye reflection. But no. It was a false alarm. That doesn't stop me from scanning back and forth and back and forth. Hell yay, those people's solar lighthouse is working. Yay. The people across the street in their house, they've got right out in front of their door a model lighthouse like you might see on the East Coast in New England. And it's a good size model. It's about 1 meter tall. And there's a light in it that actually goes around and around. And I think it's solar powered, so it charges up during the day. It was super hot today. It got up to 100 degrees again. And then it got down to about 96 by about 6 p.m. And then the thunderstorm happened. It's nice now. It's about, it's less than 75 degrees, maybe as low as 72 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's very humid, so it does seem a little bit warmer than that. But, you know, I'm doing fine. So I'm going to scan some of these dark yards with the light. And, you know, we should take this same route tomorrow because I know some of these yards have mushrooms in them. We're going to find some mushrooms tomorrow. We might see some puffballs, finally. It's about puffball time. Oh, we should go to the dead birch forest. Because you know that place is going to be bursting with those one dudes that are so big. I forget what they're called. It's that one that I can never remember. So, you know, I don't really have to look it up and remember it because I just know it as the one I can't remember. Do I see a reflection up there? What is that? Oh, no, that's just another garden light that has a very low glow at this point. What's this? Kaboom! Got one, hiding behind the car. Wham, bam, it's Mr. Bunny, ma'am. Yes, we are up to 6, 3 bonus buns. Wow, we have doubled the bun count. And we're not even down to the ravine yet. We still got 30 yards to go. And I'm scanning again across the street. Not seeing much. Gonna look under this tree here. What's under this tree? Who's under here? Anybody under the tree? How about behind the tree, hiding in the dark? I know the dark spots where buns like to hide. Yeah, I am winning, because I'm finding buns on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Okay, so here we go. Turn right. And we're going to scan with the flashlight along the ravine. Looking for buns. Looking for buns. Oh, wait. Oh, no. False alarm. Thought I had an eye there. And I gotta make sure I look to my right as well. Because there could be buns in these yards. Not seeing anything for a ways. Okay, so back to scanning the ravine. Oh, give me some more eye reflections. It would not appear to be any buns down there. But we are in the danger zone for raccoons, or should I say the zona peligrosa. This is the area in which we tend to see raccoons in the storm drains. And we are coming up to the intersection of a cross street. And I'm going to just take a detour into the street here so we can look down these storm drains. And there have been times when I've been randomly doing this with a flashlight in the past, and I just see reflections of eyes looking back at me. Checking the second one. Nope. Checking the third. Nobody in here but us chickens. Checked the fourth there. Checking the fifth and sixth. No, going across a street. This is what, seventh and eighth one here, and this, you know, this leads directly down into the ravine. Okay, so I'll go back across the street and continue on the sidewalk. Glancing up into people's yards on routine Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol is so fun because we will find the buns. That's the whole point. Looking for buns. Who doesn't like buns? Nobody. Nobody doesn't like buns. Everybody likes them. Buns are good. And I'm not getting anything over there in the ravine. You know, I was kind of hoping we'd run into a raccoon or something. But I am coming to the next cross street. I'm scanning some dark side yards here. So let's look up the street. There's a street light. Is there something by that tree? No. And scanning more yards. Really should take a glance back over here at the ravine. And no, not seeing anything. It's closer to the sidewalk there. Alright, and we got some more houses now on my right. And I can see into some side yards and backyards, but I'm not seeing any of those silhouettes we're looking for. Oh, and I just walked through a web. Get the web off me. And that's good. Golf course. Checking the golf course. I don't see anything down there. Checking this yard. Got some trucks in my way now parked here. Going back to scanning the golf course. And I don't see any reflecting eyes. Now we're just in time to look in the storm drains again. So we'll look down here for anybody looking back. Nope. So we take another right turn. Give me another bun. Are we gonna see a bun on this block? Let's find out. Looking for buns on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Oh, it's so late at night, but there are cicadas howling about. There's some crawling around on the ground. You got to avoid them from time to time. And look who's this right in front of me, 3 meters away, hopping away. Hi, Mr. Bun. He's so close I don't even have to shine the flashlight on him. And now he's crossing the street. Okay, see you later, Mr. Bun. And he ran off into another yard behind us. All right. That's four bonus buns. We now are at a total of 7. It's just ridiculous. What's this right here? That's just a hose. And what's this right here next to this driveway? Just a rock. Wow. 7 buns. Another 7 bun night. 4 bonus buns. All right. And we've still got, a good 250 or 300 meters to get back to my house. So I'm scanning yards, looking back and forth. I hear some strange noises across the street. What am I hearing? Oh, it's just water dripping onto metal, so it's going tonk, tonk, tonk. I'm going to hit the flashlight to my right because it's dark. Don't see anything. Oh, right in front of the street. There he goes, crossing in front of me. Boom, 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 boom. Oh my goodness. It's official, people. We have a new record here on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! That's 5 bonus buns. 5 bonus buns for a total of 8 buns in one night. Beating our old record of 7 buns set in our last episode. There's a car approaching, so I'm going to kill the flashlight here and use his lights to find buns. I'm not seeing any buns. He's going to turn in front of me. I will wait for him. He's probably going, what's this guy doing? Walking around with some weird stuff in his hand at 1948 UTC, or approximately 1:48 a.m. local time. Well, he didn't seem to care. He just kept on driving. The irony to all this, this record-setting Nocturnal Bun Patrol night, is that, of course, I thought, due to the storm, so maybe we won't see anything. And I said, I'm going to say we're only going to see maybe 3 buns and maybe 1 bonus. Well, don't I feel stupid? 8 buns so far, and we still have one more right turn to go. We are about 100 meters from my house. 1/10 of a clique. My flashlight's doing weird crap now. I wonder if the batteries are starting to flake out. And of course, now I'm in a dark zone. I'm underneath the burnt out street light. But I'm scanning madly. I've got the light out. I'm hitting all the dark spots I can find. Looking for eyes, looking for reflections. Still scanning, still scanning. Almost run into a fire hydrant. Scanning yards, looking into the storm drain. Making the right turn. Heading back to my house. We're almost there. Scanning my neighbor's yards madly. Although, if we see those two that we first saw, we probably shouldn't count them, so I'm not even really looking over there anymore. Now I'm scanning my next door neighbor's side yard. And we've got some peony bushes, and no, I don't see any eyes reflecting back at me. Checking my own yard. Turning into my driveway. Right turn. And as I reach into my pocket, I pull out my garage door opener that opens the garage door. Whew, a little worn out. But wow, I'm amazed. Can you believe it? Oh wow, it's really hot in my garage. We'll close the garage door. We will put the garage door opener back into my car. Just like that. I will enter my house and take off my shoes. Whew. Unbelievable, people. This has been the best nocturnal bun patrol yet. 5 bonus buns. Plus the obligatory quota of 3, the compulsory 3 rabbits. For a total of 8, a record-setting night. If you'll remember to recap the highlight show for Nocturnal Bum Patrol. Nocturnal Bum Patrol! We saw the first 3 rabbits before we were even 50 meters off my property. Wow, I guess right then we should have realized it was going to be a record-breaking night. I walk into my living room here. My TV's on. Guess what movie's playing? Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. And look, there's a big kung fu fight happening. Bruce Lee's technique will not be defeated. So into the studio we go for our usual debriefing. Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Time for debriefing, and as I've already stated multiple times, unqualified success, record of 5 bonus buns. We did not, however, see any other of our nighttime friends, but that's okay. We'll run into possums and raccoons, and sometimes the occasional cat later on during Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! So, awesome. Yeah, it's a record. Hooray! Anybody who guessed 8 total buns or 5 bonus buns at the beginning of the show, you obviously win. I obviously lost, thinking that, oh, I will only see 3 or 4. But now we know. What have we learned? What have we learned? Well, after a big rainstorm, apparently the buns like to come out, and you can find them running around in pairs doing all kinds of bunny stuff in the middle of the night. Because that's when you go on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. That's why it's called Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Hello. Hello. And you know, I think I'd like to take this time to make an announcement. And the announcement is this. We're going to have a tournament. That's right. Next week. Starting on Monday, August 22nd at 19:30 UTC, we will have the Dubious How's That Committee. You heard me, kids. Dubious How's That Committee starts on Monday, August 22nd. And Dubious How's That Committee is actually a tournament, and it's interactive. You, my loyal listeners, can play this game. In fact, we can't have the game without you. So, if you want to play in the Dubious How's That Committee, How's That Tournament, just email me your name, or just email me, whatever. I'll know it's you because, you know, it says from right there on the email. And you will be entered. You will be a team. Now, you might be wondering, what is How's That? Well, How's That is a cricket simulation that I have programmed into one of my computers. That's right. It's a computer game, but it's not really a game so much as it is a simulation. We won't actually do anything. We will just enter the names of the teams into the computer, and we will press go. And we will get the results after some time. It seems like it takes between 20 and 30 minutes for these games to play. This is a program I wrote myself to simulate an actual game of How's That, which is, in turn, a dice game that simulates an actual game of cricket. Cricket being the national sport of England. Look it up. And if you're in the mood to look anything up, you can find How's That on Wikipedia. The spelling you're looking for is O-W-Z-T-H-A-T. That's Oscar Whiskey Zulu Tango Hotel Alpha Tango. How's That? You look that up on Wikipedia, you'll get an idea of what the simulation's about. You'll probably be able to figure it out pretty quickly. And all you need to know is that we're going to play one innings. And so these games usually end up with scores in the mid to high 200s. Sometimes hits 300 or more, sometimes less. You know, it's just like cricket. You never know what you're going to get until you play the game. So once again, this will be a tournament that will run next week, maybe longer, depending on how many people actually sign up. Send me your name, and if you have a team name that you like, keep it moderately clean. We're not juveniles here. And email it to me here at SDF. That's tobe@sdf.org. That's tobe@sdf.org. And I'm saying SDF as in Super Dimension Fortress, or, you know, that's what it stands for. So, tobe@sdf.org, email me your name, and you will be entered into next week's Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. And you might be asking, well, why would we do this? What's our incentive? Well, because it's fun and awesome, and it'll be an interactive thing. I'll probably end up posting scores on the bulletin board or something. And I suppose I could scrape up a prize of some kind, probably a text file. Or, oh, don't laugh. Or maybe something else, who knows. I'll figure it out. Haven't ironed out all the details yet, but this is the first announcement, you know. So if you want in, get in. How about you, Hello Kitty? Do you want to be in our How's That tournament? That's kind of ambiguous. Well, I'm fine. Do you want to be in our tournament? Yeah, I am fun. Do you want to have some fun and be in the tournament? Yeah, I'm pretty fun. Yeah, okay. This seems like this is going to be a circular conversation, so I think I'll stop and just say something along the lines of, you have been listening to Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! Yeah, I'm a little out of voice tonight. Nocturnal Bun Patrol is a show that airs, well, for the most part, every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Sometimes it's called something different, but that doesn't really matter. Just tune in at this time every day. Anon Radio, it's awesome. You love it for Nocturnal Bun Patrol and other awesome things. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get out of here, find some food, do whatever, go to bed. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.